You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yes, and he is in studio. He's back with us here for the next 30 minutes to talk about all things sports, law, entertainment. Stephen Silverton, how you been, man?
I've been doing great.
Looking dapper.
Thank you.
You're in your glow-up era. You know, glowing up, when somebody says glow up, that means you look good. It's a compliment. So you're glowing up right now. You're ready for summer.
I'm learning new expressions, right? I've never heard that. The glow up?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, the glow up means you're like you look great. Skins, I mean, you just look like you're ready to just get after it, man. And plus, I got to be honest with you, I'm going to put him on the spot. I'm not going to hold him to it, but I'm just going to go ahead and, because I've thrown it out there via text, but I'm going to throw it out on the airways. I'm inviting Stephen Silverton to come to NBA Summer League for a day or two. He's a world traveler. He's in the UK one day. He's in Augusta the next. I mean, you can literally come to Vegas for like 2 days and watch basketball.
I have not heard anybody who's gone to the Summer League who did not say it was one of the great experiences they had.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah, I've heard that from you. I've heard that from PJ Hill. Everyone who's ever spent time there say it's absolutely a blast. I'd love to go. I'll take a look. When is it?
It is July the 10th through the 20th.
Okay. I'll look at my calendar.
But you got to be there the first weekend. Like, don't go the second weekend. Like,
why? What's wrong at the second weekend?
Yeah, because all the people, like the who's who, is there the first 4 or 5 days. Then after the first 5 days, it's kind of like people are going.
As long as Henry Lake and Steve Silton are there, that is the who's and the who.
Yeah, but for me, I always go on the front end.
Okay, then.
I'm already booked, so I mean, you're not saying nothing to me.
Yeah, listen,
I'm already booked. I got my hotel already, got my airline, so I'm all good to go.
Yeah,
so we'll see. How you been?
Doing great.
I want to throw something at you. It's not definitive, as you kind of talked to me about here at the top of the hour, but there's a lot of speculation with regards to the SEC, or let's just say some of the Power Five conferences, saying to the NCAA, it's been nice knowing you, but we're doing our own thing. What do you make of these, the insinuation that there's going to be a parting of the ways with some of the power conferences from the NCAA?
Yeah, when you sent me that tweet, which has since been removed on air, and
Okay.
And the SEC commissioner actually backtracked specifically.
Greg Sankey came out.
Greg Sankey came out. You know, the first thing I thought is, Henry and I were right again. I mean, you and I have been talking about this for years and said that the two major conferences, SEC and the Big Ten, really don't need the NCAA other than essentially as a marketing company for March Madness and the college football playoffs. So the NCAA doesn't even really run the college football playoffs anyway. So that's another issue altogether. So, you know, some have been predicting this for a long time. And I think it's a matter of when, not if. They had announced a 2028-2029 season. That seems to me about the right time. I mean, the conferences have to get their head around and their hands around how they're going to pay the players. The NCAA has completely abrogated that responsibility. They've done nothing to provide a structure in which these these players can be properly compensated. They're still under the false kind of illusion. Oh, these are student athletes that are just getting paid branding money, right? It's such a joke. And what purpose does the NCAA provide, particularly for the revenue sports of the power conferences?
Mm-hmm. Now, with that being said, because that's a lot of speculation, there's a new report today from ESPN that a 16-team college football playoff model featuring the top five conference champions, 11 at-large teams, is gaining traction following the SEC spring meetings this past week. Are you in favor of 16 teams? And the reason why I'm asking the question in that way is because if we're going to go to 16, okay, that's fine. But then just leave it at 16. I'm not for continuously expanding every 2 or 3 years. I don't want to see that happen.
Yeah, I mean, 16 in football, 16 is a lot of teams.
That is a lot.
You know, and we talked, and I've actually thought a lot about the debate within studio, frankly, between you and Chris, about whether the expansion of the college football playoffs this year made it better or worse.
Okay.
And I think it made it different, right? I think 16 teams, if it was allowed to, you know, go on for a number of years, would become interesting over time. And I think teams would know how to prepare for that playoff. And frankly, they would know how to, there would be a iconic upset, right? There would be some interesting games that would start making us interested. I mean, when you think of the NCAA, I remember, I'm old enough to remember when the NCAA went from 16 to 64. And that was heresy, right? I mean, it was 16 teams, period. I think that was that way for quite a while. And it took a while before, you know, the 64-team playoffs became accepted and interesting and what it is today, one of the great months of sports.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you, and this is just a strictly not from a legal standpoint, but just your opinion. It has now been, I think we just surpassed, 20 years ago that the Wolf family acquired the Minnesota Vikings. I think that occurred like over a week ago, like
yes.
20 years ago.
Yes.
Because they bought it from Red McCombs,
correct.
My question to you is this. What grade would you give the Wolves on the job that they've done as owners of the Minnesota Vikings?
An A++. And listen, I'm biased.
And tell me why.
Okay, because I can't think of a more stable organization, a family that's willing to put in as much money as necessary, but doing it smartly and not ostentatiously and without ego and in a way that was fully committed to the long-term mission of the team. I can't think of, you can always quibble with a hire here or a hire there or decisions make on the sports side. But frankly, on the business management side, it's really hard to quibble with what they've done. I mean, a lot of the employees they hired when they came in are still there today. And the ones that aren't there are because they're commissioners of the Big Ten and now running the Bears, right? The professionalism that family displays is second to none.
So with that being said, and people are wondering who is going to be the next ownership group of the Minnesota Twins, do you think that the Wolf family, because people, we want owners that will be great for the state, owners that will spend money. First off, financially, they could do it, right? They got more than enough money to do it.
They could do it without any problems whatsoever. No problems, yeah.
Do you think that'd be a good investment?
I don't know if it'd be a good investment. I mean, it's got to be at the right price.
I think it's $1.5 billion.
Yeah, it was 1.7 was the original.
I think it's
number.
1.5 now.
It's 1.5 now. I mean, I don't know, what that looks like financially. I mean, part of the problem when you stepped your toe into owning professional sports with an NFL team that what they bought at $600 million is now worth $3 billion as cash flows on a yearly basis. I mean, that is unique in sports, having a positive cash flow professional sports team. So, you know, the Will family are very smart business people and they're going to want to buy it right. And, you know, and they generally tend not to chase deals, but I will say this. They have shown a commitment. Anyone who questioned their commitment, not only to owning a team, but to Minnesota, I mean, just has to look at, you know, the first-class facility they build out in Eagan and what they've done in downtown Minneapolis and the other real estate investments they've made. They would be a phenomenal owner. We'd be very lucky to have them.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. That's the talk and text line here on WCCO. We have our dear friend Stephen Silton in studio talking sports law, entertainment. We got another segment with Mr. Silton, who's joining us here on The Lake Show.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
All right, go ahead. What do you think? I know you're frustrated like me. We're both Wolves fans. Wolves losing 5.
I know.
To the Oklahoma City Thunder, your thoughts?
Well, we beat the Lakers and we beat Golden State. So I'm a glass half full type of a guy. Like, I think it was a great postseason.
It was.
Yeah. That being said, I was shocked at how our defense disappeared at times, right? As a team defense with a coach that preaches defense and coaches defense. And I was shocked that Ant didn't assert himself in a way to show that he's a top three player in the NBA. Those were I shouldn't say shocked.
I mean, this series, I was disappointed in Ant. He didn't play to the level that I think he's capable of.
Yeah.
I think he's capable of being, like, I think he's legitimately talent-wise top five.
Yeah, for
he
sure.
He played like a top five.
No, he did not.
Yeah.
He did not. I mean, frankly, I was hoping, because I do think Shea's a little overrated. You know, all the initiating contact and, you know, it's a great mid-range game. I mean, in the 70s, he would have been great. But, you know, I thought Ant was going to outshine him and the defense was going to make it super close. And I thought it was going to go at least 6, if not 7 games. So I was sad. Why do you think it happened? I'm still, you know, it takes like a week or two to mourn, particularly in Minnesota when you have a chance. You know, it was interesting. Of the cities with, what, all four major teams, we have the longest drought by like 12 years. It's been 30 years.
What, the better team won? The better team won. They're the better team. They had home court. We knew it was going to be tough. To me, you had to win it in six as opposed to seven because you're not beating OKC in a game seven at OKC. That just was not something I thought was going to happen. But with all that being said, your best players got to show up, man. They have to. Jalen Williams showed up at the end for the Oklahoma. I mean, he showed up to help Shea. So did Chet. Didn't happen. Julius? It just, that was frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, arguably, the player who played the best the last two games was Na, right? He was probably the best shooter over the last two games.
Yeah, the guy that I thought was the best player for the Wolves in the series, not in the final game because he shot poorly in the final game, but the best player in the series to me was Jaden McDaniels. He was phenomenal. He was phenomenal. I mean, he defended his ass off. Like, he had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in game three. He had him in hell. He had him in jail. Like, and he was scoring. Now, the game five, he was one of eight, like, in the first half. He missed a bunch of shots, whatever. But nobody was good in game five, so it didn't matter.
I mean, what do they need to get over the top? I mean, are they going to do what they did last season, which is make the Western Conference Finals, right? Which, by the way, last year was the second. This is only the third time this team's ever made there. And shake the team up with a major trade? Do we do something like that again?
Well, you're not trading anybody, but we can't make any predictions about what they're going to do. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because Naz Reid has a player option. He's going to opt to go into free agency and make more money. I'm concerned about whether Naz Reid is going to be here. He's not a starter, and I'm not paying him starter money. If Naz Reid believes he's a starter, hey, Nas, it's been great, man. You're awesome here, but we'll talk to you later.
That's what he said today. He said today that he is a starter.
He's not a starter. In my opinion, Naz Reid is not a starter in the NBA. He's not, in my opinion. Secondly, Julius Randle, player option. He's going to opt out and get new money. Does he return? Now, according to some people I talked to, I think that there's already essentially an agreement that he's going to be back.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
So you think Randle could come back, Nas not?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that they've had conversations already to try to make sure that they're on the same page with Julius Randle. And then lastly is Nickeil Alexander-Walker. He's a straight-up free agent. They're not going to be able to afford him. So you would look at that and you would say that those are all negatives, but I actually think that there's some upside there because Terrence Shannon Jr. Yep. can step into the role that Nickeil Alexander-Walker had. And then the other player that you know is going to get run next year is Rob Dillingham.
The
point guard position, you know, he's definitely getting run. Like him and Terrence, I think the announcement was after the game, those guys are going to play in summer league to really, you know, show what they have. So I anticipate both those guys being key cogs for the team next year. And because Detroit played so well this year, Detroit Pistons, you've got that first-round pick now.
Yeah, 17.
I know. Let's go.
That makes that trade
better.
Better, way better. If those were going to convert to two twos, that would have been a way less valuable asset. And you could trade that. You could trade that first-round pick for an established starter as well. Right, I mean, this is a stacked draft. I don't know who will drop to 17. It's interesting.
I want the big kid out of Duke. He's a kid from
Nigeria.
Yes, that's who I want. Okay. I think he's from Nigeria.
Yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's Malik something.
Yes,
come on or something like that. Like I like his game. Like, and I know he's a big. But damn, you drafted a point guard last year.
Right.
Like, you're going to need other bigs. Rudy Gobert's not going to play forever.
Right.
Like,
well, and you
don't get you a defensive big.
And you could mentor him under a Gobert, right? And he might have a little more of a sophisticated offensive game. He had good hands, if I remember, in the tournament. I mean,
I like his game.
I mean, I think it's, you know, the question is this. Is this team, you know, the core of this team, which is,
come on, Malak.
Which is Ant, Jaden, and, you know, it's really Ant and Jaden. That is the core of the team. you know, gets better every year. Ant is 23 years old. I mean, Jordan was still losing in the first round at 23 years old. Now, 5 years into the league, he made the Eastern Conference Finals and lost to Detroit. So, you know, he's ready to take a move. He said the right things last night. Ooh. I mean, which was one's going to work. Ant did. No one's going to work harder
than
the
offseason. He did, but he didn't. But he also was like, oh, you know, I'm not hurt by this. He's like, you know, I'm 23. I got plenty of years. I don't want to hear that, dude. I don't want to hear that. That's you've gotten complacent. You expect that you've got 15 years to figure it out. I don't want to hear that. I started the show with this. 2015 was one of my favorite sports years of working in this industry. I lived in Kansas City and covered the Kansas City Royals. Worked at 610 Sports Radio, the radio home of the Royals. They won the World Series. Top of the mountain. The Royals won it all. A week before we show back up for Fan Fest, we all got text to come to the station on a Sunday morning because the news broke that Yordano Ventura died in an automobile accident in the Dominican Republic. That was their ace young pitcher. And we all, as a staff, every single host had to be on air talking about this tragedy. That was a week before FanFest. The Royals just made it back to the postseason last year. So my point is, like, Ant having this attitude like, yeah, I'm 23. We got plenty. Dude, tomorrow's not promised to anybody.
100%,
what are you talking about?
100%. Ask Dan Marino. Dan Marino
Made it back to the Super Bowl.
He made it back to the Super Bowl. He's like, listen, I'm already the best quarterback in the league. I'm going to do this.
He never made it back after that, though.
Never made it back, right? I mean, he's now made the Western. That's my point. My point is this team could, you know, and this team, I mean Ant, right? He's this team. I mean, he is the biggest superstar we've had on this floor. You could say KG, but you know what? KG was always never wanted to own a team. He never wanted to be the man, right? And you know, he went off to Boston. He was very happy to be, to a certain extent, the second to Paul Pierce, right? This is Ant's team. He owns this team, and he just assumes he's going to get back to the Western Conference Final every year, and one of these years he's going to break through. That might not happen.
I just, when he made those comments last night, as Mike Conley, who's 37 at the end of his career, is sitting there, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I'm like, that's the mentality. I don't want to hear that. Like, I'm not expecting you to be Kobe, dude, because we know Kobe Bryant would have been furious. I'm not expecting him to be Kobe, but I don't want to hear the, oh, I'm not hurt. I'm excited. You know, I got plenty of time. I don't want to hear you got plenty of time, man. I don't want to hear you got plenty of time.
I think there's a lot of immaturity still in Ant, and he's 23 years old. Some of the silly stuff he did, the grabbing his crotch in front of the fan, the constantly complaining. I mean, he needs the cussing.
He kept getting fined about all year long.
All the technicals, all of that. I mean, just his personal life. Immaturity.
And I like it. I'm the number one Ant fan.
No, yeah. Listen, yeah. He's, if anyone's going to bring a championship to this town,
it is him.
Right. And ooh, I think
him over JJ
for sure. Right. Because listen, I mean, if the Vikings win a Super Bowl, it's because of truly a team effort. Right. And really the person who could bring it, I would say when you say JJ, I think the person who could bring a championship.
Don't say McCarthy.
Is Kevin O'Connell. I think Kevin O'Connell is a unique coaching talent who we've got him at the start of his career in a way. I mean, look at the two seasons he's put together are so, you know, bizarrely excellent. And I think he's just kind of getting his footing as an NFL head coach. But I still would say Ant over KOC. He needs it. He wants to provide it. He'll get there. He's 23. You know, Jordan at 23 was not the Jordan at 27, 28. And, you know, Kobe at 23 wasn't a Kobe when he, you know, became, you know, Black Mamba and essentially one of the most competitive. I mean, I think there's enough in Ant. He could become that type of transcendent player.
I definitely think he's going to end up being that type of player. without question.
Well, that makes me happy because that gives me hope. I have hope now.
Yeah.
And
Who are you rooting for in the Knicks Pacers series?
The Knicks.
Oh, you're rooting for the Knicks?
For sure.
They're going to win tonight.
Yeah. I mean,
will they cover? That's another question.
I mean, first off, I think the Knicks have a better chance of beating OKC than Indiana does. I just don't think Indiana's deep enough, and I don't think that.
Whoa! You don't think Indiana's good enough to knock them out of the postseason?
OKC.
OKC. Oh, okay.
I think the Knicks match up. I mean, you know, between Brunson and Cat, like those are two players that can go off, right? And they're gonna, you know.
Oh, I don't think Indiana or New York is good enough to beat OKC. I think that OKC is the best team.
But who has a better chance of beating them?
Probably Indiana because of their style of play.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think Rick Carlisle can put a...
Probably.
Yeah, I just want to see a... Like, now I just want to be entertained. Just entertain me.
He said just entertain me.
Just entertain me.
When we go to a Twins game?
Ooh, we can go. Let's go.
I'm ready.
Okay. I'll look at my... You know, I share Champions Club seats with Jack Fitterman. And you are going
to
be my guest.
All right, let me know, man. I'm ready
and
to
maybe,
do it.
You know, sometimes if you're really lucky... Jack and I split two and two, so you can sit between Jack and I, and we literally can drive you crazy for 2.5 hours.
Oh, gosh.
The good news is you can have ice cream sundaes from the soft serve ice cream machine.
Well, I love the ice cream. I love all the treats that you could ever want. But right now, I'm doing no sugar, as you can see.
Yeah, let me tell you, I will make you the special root beer float. You go there, and they know what I'm doing, right? Can I get a plastic glass half filled with root beer? They're like, oh yeah. And then you put the soft serve ice cream, then they'll put a little hot fudge in there. And you know what I really do? You want to know, like, this is a really dirty little secret. I'll put a couple of malted milk balls in there and let them get all cold.
I haven't had a root beer float in a long time.
Well, you're going to have one at the Champions Club.
All right, let's do it. All right, that's Stephen Silton from Coles and O'Connor joining us here in studio. Coming up next, we will get to Word on the Street. That's next here on The Lake Show.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Word on the street. It's time, baby. Usually Tuesday, Thursday at 8:20, but we have Stephen Silton in the studio, so hanging out with us tonight, we finally get to Word on the Street.
I was so excited. I wanted to do it earlier in the show, but that was just a, it was a little bit of tease for the people out there.
You're bad.
No, it was a tease. We're paying off the tease. It's just a 90-minute tease. That's all it is. Hey, I don't know if you were a big Child's Play fan, like the whole Chucky franchise back then. Not the John Gruden Chucky, but like the real Chucky. Child's Play star Ed Gale was suffering debilitating illnesses in the months leading up to his death, and he was on probation for solicitation of a minor at the time.
Oof.
Yeah. According to court records, Gale, who landed the part of Chucky in a few of the Child's Play horror films, I'm sure we can look at IMDb to figure out which ones, but I didn't figure I'd want to put in that much work. He did some of them, but he pleaded no contest to arranging meeting a minor for lewd purposes back in March of 2024. As part of his sentence, Gale was on probation and had to register as a sex offender and enroll in sex offender counseling classes. In January 2025, Gale was rushed by ambulance to a hospital in Los Angeles to treat several medical conditions, and his doctors refused to release him until he received a non-invasive ventilator. But apparently, all the breathing machines were being used up by victims of the L.A. wildfires at the time. Gale died Tuesday at a hospice facility in Los Angeles at the age of 61, and his niece, Casey Gale, celebrated his life in a Facebook post calling Ed, quote, a fun uncle who has taken his final bow and is now headlining in the afterlife. Casey also took a walk down memory lane, regaling in a story about how Ed hitchhiked to California at age 20 with just $41 in his pocket. She said he starred in more than 130 movies, TV shows, and commercials, most notably cult movies like Howard the Duck, Chopper Chicks in Zombie Town, and of course, Child's Play, the movie franchise.
3'4". Wow.
I'd have to remember what he did in Howard the Duck, because I don't remember. I mean, now granted, it's been years since I've seen Howard the Duck, but was that 3'4"?
3'4".
I tell you, if you get into the right franchise, kind of like Vern Troyer with the Mini-Me, with the Austin Powers, you can make a very nice career for yourself. And I'm glad that he didn't let the, you know, his size, you know, deter
him.
It didn't. It didn't hold him back, but that doesn't negate the awful things that he was doing later in his life.
No question.
Yeah.
When you're that small in stature, isn't Hollywood the thing? Don't you got to try to find something in Hollywood? Not to say that you can do whatever you want in life, but I'm just, well, you're not going to be a basketball player.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. Wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her.
Skilo.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. See?
I'm sure you do.
I can throw some barbs down every once in a while from the mid-90s R&B. Hey, it's official. Martin Lawrence's daughter just said, I do, to Eddie Murphy's son. Now, Eddie himself.
What?
Yes. You didn't know that? I knew that they had been dating, but I didn't know that they had officially tied the knot. But Eddie himself spilled the tea that his son, Eric Murphy, and Martin's daughter, Jasmine Lawrence, secretly tied the knot almost 2 weeks ago. Now, Eddie dished on the Jennifer Hudson show that while the families were ready to plan an extravagant wedding, the lovebirds opted for a low-key, intimate ceremony, just the two of them, a church and a preacher. He also joked it was a relief for Martin as there were no wedding bills to foot now, which has been an ongoing joke between the two stars about who's going to pick up the tab for the big day.
That seems... I don't know, that just seems kind of like an odd relationship.
Yeah.
Because Martin and Eddie are so close, right?
Well, are you saying it's like a little incestuous something right there?
It just feels like it.
Well, they probably grew up together and, you know, they were probably like friends all the way
easier.
Through.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. No. I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. That's not what I'm trying to insinuate. But I'm saying it just seems a little, I don't know.
Date outside your sphere? Get outside your bubble?
Maybe I'm overdoing it because maybe I'm looking at it through the lens of the whole, like, comedian thing.
Mm-hmm.
When maybe Martin Lawrence was more closely attached to Will Smith because of the Bad Boys as opposed to Eddie Murphy. I'm just saying.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I think...
And congrats to them. Congratulations.
I give them credit for wanting a low-key wedding because, I mean, think about the wedding – that if you pooled the resources, well, either one alone, but you pool the resources of Eddie Murphy and like Martin Lawrence. I mean, that is an.
Yeah, I'm surprised due to their parent celebrity.
Yeah.
That they didn't go balls to the wall wanting some super extravagant. Like if it had been Adrian Peterson, we're spending like 50 mil on this. Remember he had the situation at the birthday party where he's like riding in on like a camel?
Yes.
It's like, dude, no wonder you're broke. AP.
Man.
AP on a camel.
That's my running back, man. That's my running back. Maybe he needs to ride a camel when he's on 394 late at night.
I just Googled the pictures. AP on a camel. It's like, AP, dude, what the hell are you doing?
AP on a camel. Yeah, that's something that'll be fun in the search history when Vanita comes in tomorrow
morning. For his 30th birthday.
Hey.
Back in 2018.
What is this about?
What is he going to do this year? June 8th? It sounds like June 8th is his birthday?
June 8th?
Possibly.
Man, that's coming up a little over a week.
Maybe it's June 8th.
Well, you think he can afford a camel? Maybe it'll be more like an ostrich this year.
Oh, no, he can't afford a camel.
No, I was going to say, maybe he can afford a pack of camels, but not a camel.
I'm not sure if he can afford a pack of camels.
Well, if he can afford a pack of camels, good for him.
His birthday's passed, March 21st.
Oh, man. Well, I guess we're just going to have to wait for the camels next year.
He's got a daughter here. Do you know that Adrian Peterson has a daughter here?
Yeah.
That's like a basketball star?
Yeah. Like, she's like legit, too.
Like legit, yeah.
Well, I mean, you think about those genetics, though. I mean, Adrian Peterson, for all of his misgivings off the field, you get him on, and I mean, he was just, I remember when they picked Adrian Peterson, I was sitting in our duplex in Columbia. And I mean, I just lost it. I was like, I don't care that you got Chester Taylor. You got
she's already been offered by Minnesota.
Really? Good for her.
Purdue, Maryland, Oklahoma. They've all offered her already. And she was just a freshman this year. Minnetonka. What?
Why is it those kids get offered early?
Oh, hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to see who wrote this story.
Okay.
This is from the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder, but I don't see this as being Charles Holman, but it says her all-around game, which includes scoring from anywhere on the court, snagging rebounds, and even dunking. What? I got to see this.
We're talking, check her out on YouTube. Maybe if she's dunking, there's got to be something out there, right? I mean, if you got how old is she? She's a freshman?
According to the Star Tribune, last year they say daughter of Vikings Adrian Peterson, Ari, is already dunking.
Mm.
Come on, man. Are you kidding me?
That's some Candace Parker type stuff right there.
Wow. All right. Congrats to her, man. That's awesome, dude.
Hey, man, I couldn't even dunk.
She's class of 2028. She's got time.
God, class of 2028.
That's unbelievable.
My daughter's class
of
2028.
And I'm not, hey, I can't dunk. I've never been able to dunk.
No, me neither.
Power tour.
I can't even dunk on an 8-foot rim. So,
I'm holding up word on
it. Believe me, that's okay. Well, I know that you've been holding it out because you know what's coming up next.
Oh, what?
We're talking about the pardons.
Okay.
About the Grizzlies. How about my guy, Joe Exotic? He's still got a path to freedom. But it doesn't sound like a potential pardon from President Trump is off the table, despite the Tiger King getting snubbed in the latest round of Trump clemency rulings. Now, sources with direct knowledge say a pardon for Joe remains a possibility. However, his case was not reviewed during a recent round of presidential pardons. Now, it's unclear why Joe wasn't made a priority this time around, but it's very possible that Exotic's case will be reviewed in the very near future. As one source put it, quote, some people wonder when the best time for a pardon is. Well, freedom is now. Well, apparently, the folks reviewing clemency cases for Trump are not swayed by celebrity status, and they focus solely on a candidate's story. I mean, if you're looking for a story, Joe Exotic's got a story. I mean, the dude got us through the pandemic. Among those granted pardons and his clemency from Trump this week, Todd and Julie Chrisley, Larry Hoover, and NBA Youngboy. And while it sounds like the White House is very familiar and aware of Joe Exotic's case and of him begging Trump in the past for a pardon.
Let's not act like you haven't been able to buy a pardon from Donald Trump.
Well, Joe Exotic can't afford him to.
I'm not saying Joe Exotic.
He can't
I'm just saying, like, Don't say celebrity influence has nothing to do with it. It's all about, can you buy one? You have people that have made campaign contributions, and then magically family members get pardons.
It's just a coincidence. I mean, why are we saying that you can buy yourself a pardon with the most transparent and non-corrupt administration in the history of this beautiful country? Why would you say that you would buy a pardon from someone who is America first? I don't think that's very patriotic of you. And I think you should apologize.
I think not.
Oh, okay. Well, I tried.
Yeah.
I tried. He was Howard, thanks to the texter. I was wondering what part that Ed Gale played in Howard the Duck.
Oh, okay.
So he was the duck. So, gotcha. Wow. I feel like an idiot. I mean, even more so, but...
Yeah. Got you. All right, that's going to wrap up Word on the Street coming up next. Final segment on a Thursday night. All right, once again, I want to, as we kind of finish off the show, thank every single listener out there that donated and supported our WCCO Cure Blood Cancer Radio Auction, benefiting NMDP. Today, we raised $91,980. And when you think about that, and you think about Jordana and her, you know, what she went through, and your love and care for her, and supporting such a phenomenal cause, it means the world. And I mean that. When I say that, I mean that. I love when we come together for positive causes, for things that impact all of us. No one knows when their family member or when they are going to have to need assistance and help because they have to deal with an issue that impacts us all in some form or fashion. It might not be you today, but it could be you 5 years from now. It could be your daughter 5 years mm-hmm. from now. It could be your son tomorrow. So I just appreciate everybody donating, chipping in, because I love it when we come together for good causes.
Cook said it best when they were kind of wrapping it up and gimmick infringement here from what Dan Cook said. But it's just nice to see the personal connection that WCCO had to this particular... You know, this situation, this illness, because it was very personal with the battle that Jordana had. And then to, as he said, pay it forward, because there are other people that are in that position now and that will, like, this is going to be something that is going to affect people. You might not realize it now, but there are always ways to help out. And that's one of the really cool things about this job and about this company, that I feel like the philanthropic, you know, wanting to pay it forward, humanity, I feel like there's a genuine desire there. And the people out there that listen to this station, the show all day, that support us, it is absolutely amazing to see how they step up when called upon. When asked.
Yeah, and we should always want to help out each other. Like, that's just part of it.
We should. It's missing a lot in society. But we should. This is proof, Henry, to me, that there's still good out there.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of good out there. I think that it gets overshadowed by the bad. But today is one of those days that you can look and you can be like, this. You can feel good about what you've done today. So thank you guys, everybody that's out there. Because it's not possible without the listeners and the people out there that are giving their time and money and making it pay off on this end.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. So we're very appreciative. It's been an amazing day, and we'll continue to support tremendous organizations, because that's what we do here at WCCO. And I mean that. Awesome. All right, guys, it's a wrap on the show. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow night because, look, over the next week, we have West Coast baseball, which means that our shows will go into the 8 o'clock hour every single night. starting tomorrow. Talk to you then at 6 p.m.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.